and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning. This is Sovereign Minds.
That was good.
We're not left. We're not right. We're sovereign. Do you know what sovereign means? Sovereign means independent. A sovereign nation is an independent nation. We are independent thinkers, and we're proud that our audience is independent thinkers.
Yes, we are.
Oh, I thought it was a breakfast sandwich.
Well, that sounds good. You know, one thing I like about our independent thinking President Trump? He canceled the journalist's Christmas party. Can you imagine that? I was so proud when he did that. No.
You just never know what he's going to come up with.
Well, why would you give them a party?
I'm not.
They're on a party all the time. Here we go. We've got Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch does so much for this country, bringing out hidden secrets. Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation. Congress is finally going to do a hearing on the Clinton Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
All because of Judicial Watch. You might not think that's a big deal, but I certainly do, because it's keeping the Americans' attention on what Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
Did you watch some of the testimony that's already gone on from Tom Fitton and some of the people that the IRS provided and things before Jim Jordan and members of the subcommittee?
I've seen what they have to say, and I agree with them, but that isn't in a investigative format. That's their opinions. That's it. When you listen to Tom Fitton, that's his opinion. But by goodness, he knows how to get the news out with these Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, and they fight him tooth and nail. It's amazing.
That's the representative from the Department of Justice refused to even show up to give testimony.
That's right. How do they get away with that?
How does that happen?
How do you ignore a subpoena from Congress?
Well, I know what happens if I ignore a subpoena. I go to jail, directly to jail, you know?
Pretty much.
Let alone from Congress.
I made dang sure that I didn't give them a reason to subpoena me.
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, nowadays you could get it for anything.
You know, I learned the trick out of staying out of trouble in third grade. I always ran around with fat guys.
And why the fat guys?
I could outrun them. They're the ones that got caught.
Watching that, one of my favorite pieces of testimony. Did you watch the testimony from Mr. Huber, or I believe that was his name, from the IRS, where he now denies that there was IRS targeting?
Oh my goodness! Isn't that something? Then we ought to bring Lois Lerner back to explain why she took the fifth.
Lois Lerner worked for him. He was the head of the department that was in charge of the BOLO and the investigation. And now, even though that we hold a signed confession and an apology,
I was going to say, don't we have a letter that states
that admits that there was IRS targeting?
We were one of them.
And now they're backtracking on what they said, and his comment was that they were an agency that was understaffed and underfunded, simply doing the best they can to protect the country.
I read something to that effect. You know, that brings me to a quote that I heard here last week from a great American, a great Californian. Here's his quote. Do you trust a government that doesn't trust you with the same tools they have? I wonder if anybody can guess where that came from. Let's just put that up for a question.
Somebody will call in and let us know where that came from.
Do you trust a government that doesn't trust you with the same tools they have.
You could have just left it to do you trust government.
You know, in 1988, I was a logger, and I was a timber falling contractor, and I got busted up. My income went to zero on the spot. And when I was ready to go back to work 5 years later, that's how long it took to heal, I became a single dad, and I bought a window cleaning business. And I had probably 300 different clients. I had a lot of small businesses that I washed the windows to. And I went around doing surveys, and I asked over 200 people, give me your first yes or no. Do you trust the government? I got two yeses. This is over 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's just such a disappointment.
Look at the approval rating of Congress, yet they're still there. It never changes. The people don't elect different people. They continue to not function in the same way, and it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters to us. It's just that we have no say-so in the process anymore. And that is what this Jefferson movement could be the catalyst to, taking our government back, having some say-so. We're an example.
Yes, we need to be. And stand up and show other people this is the way it's supposed to be, not the way it is right now.
Well, at the very basics, explain the premise of why it's broken. Why it is not working, why it's not functioning, why you're not receiving the appropriate representation that you should be.
Because we didn't protect our liberty. You know, yes. It's human nature to be greedy and be greedy for power. And we have just let them walk right over the top of us. And they have made it to where we can't stand up anymore because of retaliation and because we have to work so darn hard to make a living. They're taking over 60% of our hard-earned income.
Oh, it's probably higher than
it's
that.
It's taxes and fees.
Yeah.
And you've got your head down, your nose up, you're trying to raise your family. You don't have time to voice your opinion, and you're afraid to if you do.
Yeah, most people probably work at least 8 months out of the year just to pay their taxes. At least. So that doesn't leave a lot to make a living on.
I read a deal not long ago that said that we are paying more in taxes than what we're paying for, housing, transportation, and there was another big one. But anyway, it's just a crime for government to take that from us. And they do such dumb things, in my opinion. The earned income credit is a good one. If you make under $20,000 and have a kid, you qualify for an earned income credit, which is just, as Red said, redistribution of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And
it stacks the more kids I have.
And there's nothing earned about it. It's earned welfare is what it is.
Mm.
I did the windows for a restaurant, and the head waitress told me that these gals in here watch their hours so they don't go over a certain amount and goof up their earned income credit.
Mm-hmm. Because if you take what you're making at a salary at the low end of the totem pole of the salary wages and, you know, your benefits and everything, if you make a certain amount of money, what you lose incrementally in rental assistance, in free health care, in food stamps, in all of these different programs, it's an astronomical loss of revenue to them. To make money, you can actually make more money on welfare than you can working in many instances.
Yeah, but can you have any pride?
Well, when you can't eat pride and it doesn't keep you warm, a lot of people surrender.
Can I find that in a book?
I don't know whether you can or not.
I'm just saying, that's the way they look at it, a lot of the younger people. Is there a book out there that tells me morals and things like that? Is there a book I can go get and read?
To be perfectly honest, I have a sense that a lot of the younger generation is very jaded, is very cynical, and is just waiting for all the old people to die and the system to collapse so we can try something different. Mm-hmm. That's where you're looking at your movement with all these young socialists and all of these things, because while we're preaching the ideals of capitalism and all these great things that do not exist in our country anymore. They're being told that the problem is capitalism. The country's broken because of capitalism, because of all of these different things,
yes.
Because of the founding fathers, because of a flawed constitution. Never mind the fact that we have ignored and not followed the constitution or capitalism or open markets or anything for going on probably about 100 years. We've been destroying America. So
because they're being told lies And they're believing it because they don't have the gumption or whatever to go investigate or get their own education or find out more information about our past. They don't.
Well, they don't have to go find their own information. They're bombarded with it every 30 seconds on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. It's just perpetual social engineering that they're being plastered with.
I've got a different take on that. Ashley, how much time we got?
Is she saying that we need to go to a break?
It's time for a break.
So then you want to come back with your side of the story?
Well, actually, I got it off of Breitbart. I want to tell you Breitbart's side of the story.
All right. You're listening to Sovereign Minds, and it's a whole different program today. My brother is out. He is sick, but he shall be back next week. So anyway, if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
I feel pretty good, too. Hey, you know.
And you didn't even have any drinks last night.
You know, Ashley asked me about the music when we first came in, and I had suggested a Christmas carol, and I don't think it was going to go over. It was Randolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer. His place in line was right behind Rudolph, and he couldn't stop as fast. So getting back to teaching our kids values and morals, in my opinion, the problem is the lack of fathers in the home. And I read an article.
Oh, absolutely.
The bastardization of fathers. This came out of, I believe, Breitbart. Yeah, it is Breitbart. Statistics are clear. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of all children who show behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in criminal detention are from fatherless homes. And what took the father out of the home?
Could it be
LBJ's Great Society, where, you know, you didn't really need a dad to support the family anymore? That's my opinion.
Nor did you want one. That was the whole thing. You drive the family, you drive the man out, you don't need him. He's a chauvinist. He's holding you back. You need to be able to explore your ability as a woman and all of these other social programs that came about. And you lead right into that and the genocide of the poverty and stuff through Planned Parenthood and
this
abortion.
Gender recharacterization of gender, I think it is. Well, can you say it that way? I mean, all of a sudden, dad wants to be mom, and
you know, when I was about 15, I might have thought I was a girl so I could go shower with the cheerleaders.
Well, that's one of the things that I've been arguing with people is about this thing about rape culture. Toxic masculinity and how it leads to rape culture. Well, there's a little problem with that. There's a statistic that says 89% of violent rapists come from single mother homes. So if there's a rape culture in America, it's not toxic masculinity promoting it, is it?
No, that's not. You know, and a father did actually put values in the home. I'll tell you a really drastic one I read about probably about 10 years ago. This kid, 15-year-old kid, raped a little girl. She was 7 or 8, as I remember, in New York. And when his father was home, and when this kid came in and he found out what he did, his father took him out in a vacant lot, took off his clothes, and shot him. I'll bet you that kid didn't pedophile any kids anymore.
No, wow. I would imagine he didn't.
That's pretty drastic. But, you know, some kids do need their little bottoms spanked for
bad
thoughts.
I agree with that.
And mommies aren't as good at it as daddies are.
No, I don't know. It all depends on the mommy, I think, with that one. I'm not saying I've ever done that. But, yeah, we do have a caller on the line. We have Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning. Some of my favorite people. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Peter.
Hey, listen, I was listening to Pete Peters the other day, yesterday, and I like Pete, and I'm probably a little bit politically incorrect for him, though. But anyway, he brought up the question about, you know, what do we do about all this? And it brought to mind, you're touching on the subject, the young children of today. And, you know, I'm in my 70s now, and I'm going along to a doctor twice a year for my $9,000 a year that I pay. And if I need a doctor between those 6 months interviews, I get a bloody practitioner guy. And anyway, so I went in the other day, and I'm seeing this practitioner guy, and there's this cute girl behind the desk there, and she mentions the guy's name I'm seeing, and it was one of the names that was on the founding fathers that signed the document. I won't mention the guy's name. And I made the comment. I said, God, he must be getting a bit old. And, and she looked at me like, you know, I was a bloody old idiot. And I said, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? And she said, no. And I said, well, he's one of the founding fathers. He must be a few years old now. And anyway, she gave but it brought to mind, I mean, she was a nice girl and all that, but, you know, it brought to mind about the ignorance of the youth today, and they look at us old guys like we're just over the hill, you know, die and get on with life. And you know, you're going on what the problem is today. It took us 50 to 60 years to get here, and look, I don't want to offend the female population out there, but according to Google, over 80% of the school teachers in America are females. Now, it's my belief that females are beautiful creatures, and they're, you know, we're all born liberal, but females are a lot more nicer than us males. And you know, they tend to be more liberal, and so you got most of the 80% of the females are you know, teaching our kids, and most of those in America are probably liberal. And I won't talk about the 20% of the guys. You know, you've already touched on that this morning. And you know, I don't know. It all comes from the schools. And you brought up a very important thing, Nick. I love you, mate. And I was brought up in a Christian Brothers boarding school, mate. I had the crap beat out of me. And did I come out with any resentment or anything? Hey, it made me very independent and very tough. And I'm not scared of anybody, and I voice my opinions wherever I go, and I don't care who I offend. And I'm in the greatest country in the world, and I'm surrounded by bloody 50% of the people in this country of the world are idiots and ignorant, and they don't know what they're giving away this country. You know, without even firing a shot. I mean, they don't know what America's all about, and I just get so frustrated. The older I get, the more frustrated I seem to be getting with all these bloody idiots around.
Well, one of the things to remember, Peter, is if you think about it, the kids that were born in 2001, you know, right around September 11th or anything, they'll be voting next time.
Yeah.
A lot of these children that are coming online to vote and what they've been taught, they don't know a different America.
You know, and on top of that, they have not been taught the Constitution in school.
They have been nanny-stated from birth. These are the kids that have been given the bike helmets, and you can't do that, and you can't do this.
Is it the kids' fault?
No.
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 Nor is it the school's fault.
It's frustrating as heck, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to put it on the education system a lot. I mean, in the end, it comes back to parents.
Absolutely.
And Nick touched on a very important thing: the fatherless kids around, particularly boys. I mean, boys need men in their life, otherwise they grow up queer or something. But boys need men in their lives, and all these supporting mothers. You know, the unfortunate thing about society today is, when I was growing up, women were partners in marriage. Today, they're competitors.
Yep, that's right.
I don't want to offend anybody out there, you know, or anything like that, but that's a cold, hard fact. I was watching a show on my grandkids the other day. They go to a pretty flash school down in L.A. that's 60 grand a year for two kids, and they were having a song thing on for Christmas, and it was all about turning the tap off when you brush your teeth. Well, that's okay. What it was all about saving water and saving the earth and saving this and, you know, and don't offend people.
Hey, I've got something that's going to give you a warm feeling, Peter. 20% of the people want a gender-neutral Santa.
Say that again. I'm sorry?
27% of people want a gender-neutral Santa.
27% of what people?
The United States people. This is the United States.
I want to go back to the education piece. You know, it's not really the teacher's fault. It's not the kid's fault. It may not be the parents' fault. The fault is we've allowed the government in control of our education, and there lies the problem, is my opinion.
I mean, we've got kids like guys like Bernie Sanders and that other good-looking Hispanic chick, whatever her name is, you know, out there.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And unfortunately, you know, I'm a great history buff, and I love this country with a passion. Nobody knows. I get frustrated that Americans are so ignorant about how this country was founded and by the type of people that it was founded by, and we're all on the radio now.
Do you trust a government that doesn't trust you with the same tools they have?
You know, one of the biggest disappointing things I've had in my life in the last few years, I know all governments in the world are corrupt, but I used to think it's harder to be corrupt in America because more people give a damn. Do you know what? America's as corrupt as any other third world bloody country out there.
That's because we're spoiled.
We're ignorant.
Well, you got a point there. That's a tough combination to beat, ignorant and spoiled.
Yeah. My wife's telling me to quiet down here. So. Yeah. Well, listen, you guys, have a good Christmas, and please, I don't want to offend the female side of life over there. I love them dearly, and but, you know, in my house, I'm still boss.
We can hear the wife in the background. Nice try, Peter.
Okay, God bless you all.
All right, thanks Merry for Christmas. Calling in. Merry Christmas, Peter. And with that, we're going to go to a break. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Randolph the Brown Nose Reindeer.
And loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Wyndham Lane in Reading, 241-1167. KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Really can't stay. Okay, you're free to go.
I've got to go away.
Understood, no means no.
This evening has been
super appropriate.
So very nice.
But I do understand consent.
My mom will start to worry.
Definitely text her right
and
now.
Father will be pacing the floor.
Here's the code and there is the
so
door.
Really, I'd better scurry.
I am gonna stand over
now
here.
Maybe just a half a drink
you
more.
Are in control of this
the
thing.
Neighbors might think.
Invite them over if you like.
Say, what's in this drink?
Nothing but Sprite.
I wish I knew how.
Just walk right out
the
door.
Break the spell.
I do know how to spell harassment.
I
hear you loud and clear.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
I'm trying super
really
hard. Please just go out, baby. Just go outside.
Simply must go.
Uber is right outside.
The answer is no.
Seriously, right outside.
The welcome has been.
I'll walk you to
so
the curb.
Nice and warm.
But totally consensual.
It's about to be talked tomorrow.
Hopefully not about
at least
us.
There will be plenty implied.
Please do not imply anything.
I really can't stay.
Baby, just go out.
Baby,
just go.
Baby,
just go outside.
And he must be planning on running for office or being a judge later in life or something.
You never know.
Never know. Oh, but that's how silly it's gotten.
Oh, yeah. It's totally crazy.
How about this? The Democrats want to fix the rules, not rig them. First, they suppressed and diminished the votes. This is accusing the Republicans. First, they suppressed and diminished the votes of those who disagree with them. Does that sound like,
No, come on.
In Republican-led states across America in recent years, the GOP closed polling places and shortened voting hours. The most, they imposed burdensome voter ID laws. They made it more difficult to obtain required IDs. They purged the registered voters from the rolls and made registration more hard. They gerrymandered districts to protect it. You know, the Democrats just turn around what they did and blame it on the Republicans.
Like they always do.
I know.
It's always our fault. Or I shouldn't say ours, because I'm not really a Republican. But
then they flooded politics with big money. That's just hilarious. Well, that's as far as we're going to go with that one, huh? Okay, I see where President Trump wants to cut off foreign aid to North African countries that don't like us, that even war against us. Who would have thought that would be a good idea?
Yeah.
I'm proud of Trump. I'm proud of what he's doing.
I am, too. I'm on a lot of the stuff he's doing, that's for sure. He's shaking the jungle.
He's done a phenomenal job when you can figure out that he's fighting the whole Democratic Party and half the Republican Party. Can you imagine trying to get something done in that atmosphere?
Yeah, I work for the state of Jefferson trying to change things in California. I got a little idea. Except we can't find half the Republicans for them to be against us. Not sure where they're at.
How about I go ahead and tell you who this quote comes from?
Okay, you tell us, Nick.
Do you trust a government that doesn't trust you with the same tools they have? This is a great California. Mark Baird.
Ah.
He said that in his presentation down in Anderson, that little Chinese community south of here, Anderson, 2 weeks ago yesterday. And that really did ring a bell. You can't trust your own government. You know, and I got to thinking about concealed carry and felonies. You know, if you're carrying a gun and you don't have a concealed permission to carry it, and you get caught, it's a felony. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if I'm carrying a gun, but I don't intend to commit a crime, I'm carrying it for my own protection, how can they call that a felony? Talk about a victimless crime, and they take your rights away. They take your rights.
Ooh, you want to get into victimless crime?
Let's get into it.
Well, I mean, you could go all over the place with victimless crime. That we have numerous laws and penalties and fees and all kinds of different things that you can get into. In essence, in a lot of ways, what our progression of law has been is now we go after people for having the capability of committing a crime.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, a lot of that started...
Well, that would be everybody.
Exactly. Now, that's exactly it. Is eventually you get to the point where everybody has the capability of violating the law somehow and are a potential danger to the state.
A conspiracy.
If you would.
You know, I can think of one victimless crime I could get into prosecuting. When we get the state of Jefferson, it's a crime to be a Californian.
it's such a mess. It really is, and in a lot of ways, it's you're kind of like waiting for the dam to collapse, literally.
I've been waiting for the pension liabilities to collapse. You know, I hear anywhere from $500 billion to $1 trillion for California.
Oh, not as long as we keep voting in water bonds and other things that they can steal money from.
Where'd all our fire money go?
What fire money?
The $135 per structure in a
what fire money?
Yeah. They took it. It sure didn't show any good this last fire season, did it?
Oh, well, that's a fee. It's not a tax. We don't have to be accountable for it anyways.
Oh. Okay. Well, I think Rahm Emanuel has figured out how to close the pension gaps in Chicago, which amounts to about $28 billion that they claim. He wants to legalize marijuana and have a city-owned casino.
Mm-hmm. And the actual newest numbers on the city of Chicago pension crisis is $1.5 trillion.
You mean he lied to us?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, not again.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, they've actually got 20 people running for mayor of Chicago. They're having a special election in February for the new mayor.
So are they going to do like Arkansas? Are they just going to roll the dice? Do you see that in Arkansas with that governor or whatever? It was a tie. So to break the tie to figure out who was going to take office, they actually, and this is true, actually rolled the dice, and whoever won that gets to take office.
And you know what I heard, too?
That does not surprise me from the home of Clinton.
And what I heard, too.
I wouldn't be surprised if the dice were weighted.
Well,
just this morning,
with the same number.
That the one that lost didn't vote.
Yeah.
He'd have voted for himself. He'd have won the election.
I mean, how crazy is that? So we just go to the slot machine for our votes these days in California? Just pull the arm?
No,
the one?
They're going to figure out who's elected for us.
Oh, that's true.
Look at what they did the last election.
Yeah.
They literally cheated in plain sight, and people went, hey, you can't do that. And they said, oh, yeah, we're going to call it ballot harvesting. And everybody went, oh, okay, well, I don't like that. And then they went home.
Yeah. And everybody, okay, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And a week later, they forgot about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's over. It's done with. Really? Can someone explain ballot harvesting to me?
Well,
I still don't get it.
That's where you carry around a couple hundred thousand ballots in the back of a car, and if you need them, you pull into the polling station and start shoveling them out.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah, you just drive down to the homeless camp and have them mark the little boxes, and then you drive back around and drop it off.
Well,
you don't know that?
From what I understand, is basically the Democrats were somehow able to take any third-party votes that weren't for one of the two final candidates and harvest them for their candidates?
Well,
did they work at DMV? I'm just saying.
there's another one.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah. There are problems in the voting rolls
in
California.
Yeah.
I've been working on some things that are just, it's amazing. I talked to one young voter the other night and was asked, actually speaking to her on things in California, and she had never heard of Jerry Brown. She did vote.
Wow. What?
Had never heard of Jerry Brown, barely knew who Gavin Newsom was, and did not know what the California state legislature was or did.
And she voted.
She voted.
Wow, did she mark all the boxes?
I don't know.
I'm just asking. You know, what did she vote
and
on?
That was not the only conversation that I had that evening of similar conclusion.
So why do you think Dianne Feinstein won? You know, the party was against her.
I saw an awful lot of Republicans throwing down and screaming, elect Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
But real short memories, apparently, on those folks.
Our vote doesn't count. I'll tell you what, I don't believe that deal about her chauffeur being a Chinese spy. That just reeks to me. But you know what? I think that, in my opinion, I just thought about this yesterday. I think she cut a deal. She gets reelected. I think she's probably going to resign before her six-year term's up, and they'll put old Kevin DeLeo on in.
I don't know. I think he's not really part of the Newsom constituency. A lot of these young Hispanic socialists, they're not part of him. You gotta remember
right
that Gavin is old school mafioso.
I don't know that much about him.
But. And well, he was raised by the Gettys. You know who they are?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought he was a nephew of Pulaski.
He is.
And she's related to the Gettys?
Yes.
Oh boy.
And
do you know who Nancy Pelosi's
dad was?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, you should look into Nancy Pelosi's dad. He was the mayor of Baltimore. He was a representative in Maryland. He was indicted several times for construction contract rigging and bid rigging and stuff. His very best friend growing up was the founder of Murder Inc.
Then
when they were indicted and basically run out of Baltimore and Maryland for being mafioso, they came and linked up with the San Francisco families and Jerry Brown and Edmund Brown and his banking cabal. You want to know the families that got the contract on the Oroville Mill or on the Oroville Dam?
To fix the spillway?
No,
or just
originally
to build
the dam. Was Nancy Pelosi's family and her dad and working with the Browns.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's your new governor. It's all in the family here still, big time.
Yeah.
So, and he, you know, one of his best friends is Shrimp Boy Raymond Chow. You know, the guy that was selling weapons with Li Yeah. Yi.
And voting against us having weapons.
Yeah.
Which ties into the, they were attempting to sell the weapons to a Filipino breakaway group, a Muslim group, who actually happens to be the same group of people that the Las Vegas gunman's girlfriend fled to after the Las Vegas shooting.
Oh, boy. How interesting.
Yeah. So you just, you keep looking. You keep finding all these weird little links. So.
A lot of webs in that one. We need to go to a break. So if you have a question or comment, something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
What you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while.
Hey, I wanted to finish up about Gavin and Nancy and what they're going to do to the gun rights of our state. New Jersey just passed a law that anything over a 10 rounds, is against the law, a felony. Retroactively, not if you just bought it, last.
Really?
Yes, retroactively. If you have one, you've got to disable it or get rid of it. And, you know, that's.
And they're going to know this, that you have it how?
Well, it really doesn't matter.
Seeing as that constitutes regulatory taking, they're going to be compensating people for those magazines that they have to destroy, right? Their property?
I wouldn't guess that, but, you know, something.
Based on an ex post facto law?
there was something to the effect that they would go in your house and search for one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good
come
luck.
On inside.
Yeah, come on in.
Shut the door.
Well, I don't want to have to square off against the military. I mean, maybe I would, but I sure don't want to.
I hope not. They've got nukes.
They've got weapons we don't even know about.
What's that? The idiot's name Swally or Swaley or his mom should have swallowed or something. What was his name?
Hey. We got Mary on the phone.
We do. We have Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. How are you? I wanted to buy into what Mountain Bob was saying. Okay, now Nancy Pelosi, she had 9 people against her for going for the vote. She hasn't totally secured the vote yet to make her speaker. But those 9 people have now backed off. She only needs 218 votes, so she figures she had them. But then she talked Miss Fudge, Melissa Fudge, I don't know what her name was. She talked Fudge into taking a more lucrative job and not fight her for that seat. But here's the question. The order of succession says president dies, vice president dies, Nancy Pelosi gets to be the president. Am I missing that?
No.
No, not at all.
That's it.
I mean, give me a break. Those people that are voting for her, the 218, I guess they want her sitting in the royal seat. I don't know.
You know, I heard that Maxine Waters wants to propose a law that to save money from now on, the president and the vice president have to fly together.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll go good. Hey, and another thing. I woke up this morning and I couldn't remember if I took the red pill or the blue pill. So I need to find out where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh, well, just take one of each now and you'll be covered.
I just wish somebody would have told me, only take one red pill, Red. Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, right. I remember the day. Okay. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Mary. We appreciate it.
So, have we noticed how the Muslims are getting a foothold in our country? I mean, more than a foothold. It's absolutely ridiculous. I saw in the headlines this morning, Green Beret charged with premeditated murder of Taliban bomb maker.
Yeah, I did see that. I haven't been able to look into that story too much.
This was either in Iraq or Afghanistan, one or the other. This bomb maker had killed 2 Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy killed him. And threw his body in a hole and lit him on fire. It sounded like he needed to be killed, and we're going to charge him with murder. Isn't that something?
Yeah. And how many years ago was that?
Boy, I don't know.
It was a while back from the information I was seeing about it, too. Not that that should make any difference, but, yeah. And now, all these years later, they've decided to come up with these charges against him.
Well, they couldn't make the charges against that one Navy SEAL stick.
Oh, so they had to find somebody else?
They had to find somebody else new. They had a Navy SEAL that supposedly executed a prisoner with a knife because he had assisted in killing some of his fellow soldiers, and they went after him, and they couldn't make it stick. So now they've got another one.
And what was his excuse? Didn't he say he was a mistake and he just exercised retroactive abortion on this guy?
Something.
Well, that sounded like a good idea. And the Muslims in Minnesota, Muslim workers at Amazon, demand longer prayer times and less work. That's a headline. I didn't read the article, but
well, don't they have a Muslim?
I don't have a problem with that. They
city
can
council
demand whatever
person
they...
or something back there too.
A what?
A Muslim city council person or?
Oh no, she got elected
Michigan,
to the house.
Michigan's been heavily Muslim in certain areas for a while. You're talking about. What is it, Dearborn?
Dearborn,
and, yeah, there you go. It was Dearborn,
Detroit,
that's right.
And several of those other places. But you have a bit of a different Muslim sway there on some of that, too, is because you have your African-American Muslim community, and then you now have the influx of Arab Muslim community. And guess what? Those two communities are not really getting along.
Well, I bet they'd unite against us white people. Us Christians. Let me rephrase that. Us Christians.
I don't know. I don't know. It would be... I don't know. To me, for black Americans, I do not understand how you could be a Muslim over a Christian as a black American, why you would choose to be of the religion that sold you into slavery instead of Christianity, the religion that eventually set you free. I don't get that.
A lot of people don't realize that it was the Muslims that started the slave trade.
Oh, thousands of years
ago. That's been going on a long time.
Yeah, it's probably the second oldest profession that there is slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Perpetrated by the Muslims, predominantly.
Yeah. I mean, depending on where you want to start in history, it just... wherever you want to go, you can go to ancient Greece, you can go to ancient Egypt, ancient Persia, ancient China, anywhere and everywhere. And the funny thing is that, like, all of the horrors of slavery, people act like, number one, it's not going on in greater numbers than it ever has today. Human trafficking is at its worst today than it has ever been, except in nations like, the United States, where we're trying to put a stop to it and what we've curtailed. And the responsibility in the history of basically every race, civilization, and nation throughout history having some kind of history of slavery.
Of their own people.
But somehow, some way, America has come to shoulder the entire burden, even though we're the ones that fought a civil war amongst ourselves and were willing to kill our own to set people free because it was the right thing to do.
Well, we're the only ones that can afford to pay reparations. That would be my guess. Man in Islamic garb holding machete threatening in North Hollywood synagogue. The police didn't even show up. I got that off Breitbart this morning. Muslims are making inroads in Texas. Actually, they're quite a political force all over the United States.
Mm-hmm. But again, that people sometimes have a misunderstanding of the power of the Muslim population, because there is a traditional African American Muslim population that has always been a bit of a power block in politics. It's not your standard Arabic Muslim communities that you're thinking of, even though those are increasing and growing. And there is a conflict between those two different ones.
You got me. I agree with you.
And we're going to be coming to the top of the hour. We do have a guest coming in after the top of the hour. We have Erin Risner coming in. She just got elected to city council, so she will be our guest in the next hour.
Is she here?
She will be.
I hope so.
Yeah, she said that she would be here. So she still has a few minutes to show up, if not.
Oh, we got some other things to talk about. College debt forgiveness.
I just want to know one thing. If everybody gets their college debt forgiven, is somebody going to come and repay me for my student loans that I actually paid off?
No.
Well, that's an interesting thought.
Or am I just an idiot for paying them?
That's a thought.
That's a thought. I'm not sure which part of that sentence that was a thought to.
Okay, because here's my thing is, if they're going to forgive student loans, I'm going to go out and get a student loan, and I'm going to keep the money and then let them forgive it. And then we'll call it even for the money I actually paid you back.
Well, do you even have to get a student loan anymore? Don't, if they're going to forgive it, do they even give them anymore? Don't they just say, oh, here you go, you can go for free?
Oh, yes, free.
Free.
Free. That amazing word, free.
Don't give these college-age kids any ideas, Red.
I mean, you know, just sign your name on the paper and you're good to go.
I think it's absolutely brilliant is I'm just going to hoard a bunch of student loans and then work like hell to get somebody elected that's going to forgive my loans.
There you go.
It's brilliant. It's like working in savings and loan.
It's like working in California.
Yeah.
We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second part of Solver Minds. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Over the line. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump will not be giving an interview to special counsel Robert Mueller. That's the word from attorney Rudy Giuliani, who points to the way the prosecutors treated former Trump advisor Michael Flynn.
After what they did to Flynn, the way they trapped him into perjury, and no sentence for him, 14 days for Papadopoulos, I did better on traffic violations.
Giuliani, a guest on Fox News Sunday, saying Mueller might want to entrap the president. He also says former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is not to be trusted in his pronouncements against Mr. Trump. Yellow vest protesters are occupying dozens of traffic circles in France today, even as their movement for economic justice appears to be losing momentum in this, the fifth straight weekend of demonstrations. Eight people have died in incidents tied to the yellow vest movement, mostly from traffic accidents linked to roads blocked by protesters. Thousands of teachers who may go on strike against the nation's second largest school district next month marched and rallied downtown L.A. this weekend.
Teachers and their supporters wore red shirts, banged drums, and carried signs that read, "Stand with L.A. Teachers," as they took to the streets Saturday demanding a new contract. The teachers' union's threatening a strike for the first time in nearly 30 years as frustrations mount over more than 18 months of negotiations with the school district. Union leaders rejected the latest contract offer last month, contending the district is hoarding huge financial reserve that could be used to pay teachers more and improve conditions for students. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Supporters of British Prime Minister Theresa May are dampening suggestions today that the government is planning a second referendum on whether to leave the European Union, arguing that another Brexit vote would exacerbate divisions in the UK, not heal them. International Trade Secretary Liam Fox tells the BBC that holding another vote on Britain's EU membership would settle little in the divided country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you'll have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Ukrainian Orthodox leaders say they've approved the creation of a unified church independent of Moscow.
Ukrainian church officials chose their new leader at a closed-door meeting in Kiev Saturday. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko attended that meeting as a non-voting observer. Mr. Poroshenko made the creation of a new church a key campaign issue. Meanwhile, representatives of Ukraine's three Orthodox churches also attended that meeting.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Toni Braxton has been nominated for Grammys again for her latest album, but these days the singer is also focusing on acting and flexing her producing muscles. Braxton is currently starring in Every Day is Christmas on Lifetime and serves as an executive producer on the movie. She says she got, quote, a little taste of executive producing over the years and wants more, but fans shouldn't be worried that she's swapping music for movies. Braxton says music is always number one. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Tom Crisher in Canton Township, Michigan, says GM is eliminating six car models as buyers have dramatically shifted their preferences to SUVs and trucks, which will account for about 70% of new vehicle sales this year.
GM was making these moves because people are buying SUVs and trucks, and they're not buying cars very much, and plants like Detroit Hamtramck make cars. The Chevrolet Volt, the Buick LaCrosse, and also the Chevrolet Impala are made there. Those cars aren't selling very well, so GM doesn't need as many car plants. That's why they want to close these.
15,000 workers are to be laid off. Today is Sunday, December the 16th, and it's a birthday for some notable people. Civil rights attorney Morris Dees turns 82 today. Actress Liv Ullmann, 80. CBS News correspondent Leslie Stahl is 77. pop musician Tony Hicks of the Hollies has 73 candles on his cake today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Yeah, Carl, we can use that song, too, and we ain't going to back down.
No, we're not backing down. We're standing our ground.
Hey, I got a really interesting instrument that was delivered to me two days ago that I ordered. And let me tell you about it. It's called a sound bowl. Do you know what a sound bowl is?
Is that one of those little Buddhist things? You tap it with the little stick and...
Yeah, but this one isn't little. This is 14 inches, and it looks like it's about 2 foot. It's a big, wide bowl. And I tap it. My friend Lori, I went up to Mount Shasta with her, and she took me into the crystal room up there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never been there, and I'd never seen a sound bowl. And this guy came out. We were looking at him. Can I help you? And I says, what are these? How do these work? And for some reason, I wanted to get one. And I thought, well, you know, my wife has passed away, and nobody's going to spoil me besides myself. So I bought one. And I've got it sitting next to my computer, and I sit over there, and I bang it, and it is so relaxing. And I find myself doing that time and time
again. Is that the motion of banging it?
No,
it's soothing part, or is it the tone that it gives off that's the soothing part?
It's just the harmonics.
The harmonics.
I thought maybe he was really getting into banging the bowl, you know.
You got to alter your frequency, man.
You know, talking of Lori, I listened to her yesterday. I think it was on Pete. And she said something about geoengineeringwatch.org. And I went to that, and I clicked on the audio video, and I went down to the radio station yesterday and listened at the first thing that caught my eye is there was 32 million hits on that. Dang, Wakington's getting heard by a lot of people.
That's a lot.
And at 42 minutes, it started talking about how our troops were going ahead of our troops in Kuwait when Saddam was pulling back, lighting up the oil wells. And it just makes you think about the things that our government is doing behind our backs that we don't know about.
Oh, there's a lot of that.
Oh, my goodness. And Dane's getting a lot more credibility as time goes on.
Well, there's something going on. I'm not sure what it is, but there's something going on.
But if you want to Google sound bowls, do it. Go to YouTube and click in sound bowls. There's some really good, I don't know, vibration-type music to read to. I do a lot of reading. In fact, mm-hmm. I'm reading Spygate right now by Dan Bongino. And, boy, it's an interesting book. It talks about... the framing of President Trump. Now, I've read almost every book that has come out from 2 years ago about this, and I said I'm not gonna read anymore because they're all the same. But each one has a little bit more, and this one really explains the players that you haven't heard of and how they fit into the framing of our president. I encourage you to get that book and read it. Spygate.
I haven't read that one.
Well, it just came out about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I just got my book back from Jerome Corsi. I had him sign it, and we're going to see about getting him on the show, but it'll probably be a pre-recorded show if I can pull it off, because he's real busy right now bringing up books and things like that. So I'm working on it, folks, because we had somebody call in and would like to have him up back on the show. If I do, it's probably going to be a pre-recorded, so they won't be able to call in, unfortunately.
But that's okay. He's always good to listen to. Very entertaining, just like Mark Baird. You know, you can listen to the same speech of his one right after another. He's such an elegant, informed speaker, especially about the history of our country.
Yes, he is. That is for sure. And just so people know, our guest hasn't shown up yet. We're waiting on her. Hopefully she is safe. And there's a good reason that she's not here, so we'll just move right along.
We'll just keep on trucking.
We will.
Hey, we're starving for something to talk about. Give us a call.
I want to wish. I'm going to get some announcements out. I want to wish Mr. Wilkinson happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Yeah, and then we can also talk about the Second Amendment fundraiser that's going to go on up in Yreka on January 12th. And that is going to be at the Miners Inn Convention Center. And that's located at 112 East Miner Street in Yreka. If you're interested in tickets, you can call Mark at 530-227-6729 or Cindy at 530-227-6728. A table is $400. And if you can't go, and you're gracious like Nick has been, he's actually purchased two tickets at $50 each for somebody that can go and help support the cause. And we appreciate your support, Nick.
You know, I'm going to start doing this at other fundraisers that I'm not going to attend, you know, like down in Tuolumne County. You know, buy a couple tickets. Go find somebody that is kind of quizzical about what's going on and have them come and listen.
That's wonderful that you're doing that.
You know,
that's great.
You just listen to Mark once, and you'll be sold. You know, you go get on YouTube and Google in his name, Mark Baird, and you'll be sold on whatever he's talking about. The state of Jefferson, our Second Rights Amendment. I mean, it's just, it's eye-opening, and we need to open some more eyes.
You got that. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We have Jake. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm calling from Southern California. And I figured since you guys were looking for some extra conversation topic and thing, I said, let me bring up something that I've heard of lately, which is a neighbor of mine, he actually works at the apartment building across the street. His brother is a felon, nonviolent, and he was telling me how, and his brother, my friend, he's a gun guy, you know, loves to go to the range and do all that, collect guns and things. And his brother wants to do the same, but of course he can't under the law. So supposedly he's written in, or I suppose written in to the Trump administration under a, for a Second Amendment pardon of some sort that, you know, for a nonviolent felon to have their Second Amendment reinstated or something like that. I was wondering, is that just a rumor or is that for
real? No, I do believe that they can request it. I don't know how many of them are granted or how they base it being granted, but yes.
Yeah, there's actually several avenues that you could go through to that. You could work through one of your representatives, one of your congressmen. You could go to the governor, although here in California I wouldn't suggest it. But there are different avenues, and there's also things that he can do depending on the disposition of his case, where he's at in it, if his case is over, if he's still on parole or probation, if it's a first time, if he was struck with a wobbler, if he has the capability of expunging it. There's numerous avenues of what he could do,
right,
depending on the specifics.
And gun owners of California might be able to give him some information about the different avenues. That may be one of the sources to check out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Gun owners of California. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they may have access to that information where they could go, depending, again, on what his felony was for in different stages that he could be in.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a drug charge. And I know
in that case, in that case, especially if it was marijuana related, there is an absolute process that he can do to go and get the felony reduced to a misdemeanor and then have the misdemeanor expunged completely from his record.
Right, okay.
If it was marijuana related, tell him to contact the district attorney in the county that he was prosecuted in, and they will provide the case number and the circumstances. You contact the public defender from there, and then they will take it up and go and apply to have the case reduced. And which time they do that, the DA signs off on it. They go back and they ask to have it expunged. You have your gun rights back.
Wow. Okay. That's great information. I appreciate that.
Hey, where are you at in Southern California?
San Diego, actually.
Tell me, what do you see with the illegal aliens and how they affect the crime rate in San Diego, how they affect the social services? What's your opinion of it?
Well, it's ridiculous, but it always has been. I mean, you see a lady that's, you know, doesn't speak a lick of English. She's getting on the bus. She's dragging a chain of anywhere from 3 months old all the way up to eight, and each one's carrying one smaller than the other, and she's taking them to the free clinic. I mean, I witnessed it with my own eyes, and, you know, you got six kids, and you know damn well the husband's at work making, you know, $8 an hour under the table, and he ain't supporting six kids in San Diego with $8 an hour, so... You know, it's ridiculous, and it's been like that for as long as I can remember. Only difference nowadays, I'll say this, is that everyone is more entitled and more emboldened. They no longer are they afraid, are illegal aliens afraid to be caught, you know, detained? Nothing. No, they just used to be they'd be afraid of that they'd be getting caught for being here illegally. Now they don't even give a crap.
How about the crime? Are they flooding your courts with crime?
I'd have to say there's no doubt about it, but I can't say for sure. I don't know. But as far as everything else goes, I mean, you gotta think that they're sucking up lots and lots of benefits and handouts that people that are here, you know, that are first, second, to up to eighth generation Americans should be getting.
You know what?
They're getting.
Tijuana has over 2,400 murders already this year. Would you go to Tijuana or Ensenada? You living so close?
I don't go there anymore. I used to go there in high school every single weekend. That was in the 90s. We used to go down there to go surfing almost every weekend. I mean, it was a great place to go. And I quit going down there 15 years ago.
Because of safety?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
15 years ago.
Care about people getting kidnapped, you know, all kinds of horror stories. If you go on the Internet and Google it, you can, which I hate Google, but, you know, yeah, you can find all kinds of horror stories of people, things that have happened just in Baja.
You know, I've started using DuckDuckGo, and I'm pretty happy with that search engine.
Is that right? Yeah, I've heard about that.
You just fool around, you'll find it. You know, speaking of Google and Facebook and them, they've decided that they probably ought to be able to decide which news is good for us and which isn't. Isn't that something?
Well, you can't do it for yourself.
It's
pretty obvious.
Yeah.
It's insane. And I was telling somebody in a comment section last night on YouTube on a video, and I said, you know, just like what's happening with Facebook, at least what I think's happening, I think they're doing really horrible right now and possibly, you know, could go bankrupt within 5 years. But I think if we could get together enough people to create a search engine that's just as powerful, because it is the premium search engine, but we need to have one that's just as powerful but is completely unbiased. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Well,
that's how it's supposed to be to begin with.
I agree with you.
Well,
I mean, it's crazy.
At the same time, you have to acknowledge the fact that they are a private institution and a private corporation capable of putting out whatever they want. We have a choice right. whether or not to use their services or to create another right. parallel service in whatever form. The only really other option is to put it on the level as a public utility, and we trust the government to keep it unbiased and correct,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's working well.
Yeah. Well, you'd certainly think Al Gore would have thought of that when he invented the Internet.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, one thing I heard, I think Red mentioned something about the Las Vegas shooting. I wanted to say before I let you guys go, but I've been watching a lot of, I keep up on that on YouTube in the evenings. And, I mean, there's been a lot of new stuff coming out about findings that have come out, you know, a video that surfaced from people that were there and things mm-hmm. like that. And what, I mean, the cover-up, the scale of the cover-up on that shooting is beyond imagination. I mean, it's insanity what happened there and what we were just sold and told to that's it, end of story, shut up, go away. I mean, it's insane. We need to keep that story alive, and we need to bring it back to the top of the deck. And
I don't think they could have covered it up outside of another city from Las Vegas. Because of the casinos and the way that they operate, and they have a history of, let's call it discretion, around certain incidents that happen in Las Vegas, they were capable of having the infrastructure and understanding of how to hush up something like that. But, yeah, there's a lot that has come out, and things that we've known from the beginning that they tried to delete from the Internet. At the very beginning of the shooting, there was multiple videos where you could see fire coming from multiple locations, different angles. You could see different floors, different buildings, even where they were coming from.
Okay. Police radio conversation about, hey, there's an active shooter here. Hey, there's a man walking in with a rifle over here.
But absolutely.
Yeah. Man,
you know, they got this video. One of the recent videos I saw surface is a video of a policeman putting on a rubber glove to pick up a, looks like a 5.56 shell off the floor of the bathroom of the Paris, which is way up the strip from Mandalay Bay.
Hey, Jake, why do you think they covered it up? What do you think they covered up?
I'll tell you my opinion. I think that it was one of two things, either foreign or domestic sort of terrorist attack. I think it had something to do with the fact that it was country music people that were all Trump voters. I think it was a, hey, this is what's going to, you know, we're going to, this is a slap down for you, Mr. Trump, and don't think that we can't, you know, get wild and make, you know, stir, you know, get crazy. And so I just can't help but think, I mean, there had to have been multiple shooters. I mean, there's just no way. All that evidence says, in fact, I don't even know if that guy Paddock even fired a single shot.
I think he was dead before it occurred.
Yeah, I mean, that's something like that, no doubt about it.
And I think he knew that he was walking into a bad situation. I think that's why he sent his girlfriend back to the Philippines. That's why he wired her money. That's why they were dealing with people. And, you know, to this day, they still have not provided a motive for Stephen Paddock. Why would Stephen Paddock do this? And you don't have to dig very far into the history of Stephen Paddock to know that the man was a gunrunner for the government. That's what he did. He ran guns for the United States government.
Right.
He was part of Fast and Furious. He's connected to the Florida arms dealer who was part of Iran-Contra, whose guns showed up in the French shootings. I mean, this guy was part of the organization that has existed for decades. And the specifics of what went wrong there, and who it was a message to, and why it was a message to, I mean, something went wrong, obviously. And just from the amount of firepower and the amount of guns that was present there, I think it was a gun deal that went bad.
You know, yeah, I've learned more from you, too, than I've known all since this. I thought I was following it. You guys are very well informed. Thank you.
They slammed the door on the Vegas shooting very quickly. Stephen Paddock owned two aircraft, both of which are now registered to independent contractors that work for the Department of Justice Intelligence or the Department of Defense Intelligence Agency. I mean, you have to follow the cues. The connection to the Philippines and his girlfriend's connection to the Muslim terror group that Leland Yee and Raymond Chow were working with to sell munitions that were, you remember when they were trying to sell them man pads? Those are the man-operated anti-aircraft. that came out of Benghazi.
Sell them here in the United States?
No, they were trying to sell them to terrorists in the Philippines that are connected to Stephen Paddock's girlfriend. The whole thing in Benghazi is when we hit Libya and Tripoli and all those munitions, that's what fed ISIS.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
that
that's
right. whole deal was.
Yes.
Our ambassador that we lost, he was there negotiating gun deals for ISIS through Turkey.
Hey, isn't
and
it?
Those same weapons were being filtered through other people, including our own Leland Yee out of California, who was trying to sell them to this group in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember Yee, San Francisco guy, right?
Yes. That's where those weapons came from.
Isn't it amazing what Trump has done to ISIS?
How about that? How about the photo that they have of the hammer on the floor next to a perfectly, looked like a shovel full of broken glass? Notice one thing about that. There's no gold reflective tape, and there's no tint to that glass. So how would that glass come out of the windows? Man, like that, the windows are blatantly and obviously tinted, super dark tint because of the Vegas sun.
You ever tried to break one?
Not to mention, they've all got gold tint on the outside. There's none of that on that glass that's laying on the floor next to the hammer and all the shells.
Why does no one mention the fact that casino windows, especially in... are shatterproof. You cannot break them, so they don't have anybody who loses everything that they own and then decide to go take the good long night, you know, the long kiss goodnight out the window.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
The windows don't open. The windows don't break.
Yeah. You can't break those things out like a friggin'... I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, there is a lot there around Vegas, and... there's a lot of unanswered questions, a lot. And, you know, I can only put together the pieces that I know. I couldn't tell you who did it still. I couldn't tell you their motive. I could take some guesses, but I can tell you that there's a lot that's not being talked about this thing.
Well, you don't even hear about it anymore. You really have to dig to get new information on it.
And as new information is coming out from witnesses, all of a sudden we've got a shooting in Thousand Oaks where there's several people that were at the Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
Were in the club. Somebody went after them.
Yeah, how's that for a coincidence? I mean...
I don't believe in them.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Well, you guys brought up ISIS. Isn't it an amazing job President Trump has done?
Against who?
ISIS.
Who?
Trump.
Who?
Knocking them down.
Yeah.
Who's ISIS?
Yeah.
Well, boogeyman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in a matter of months.
It's just amazing, and I hesitate to think where they'd be had President Trump's opponent won. They'd probably still be growing.
We'd probably still be selling them guns.
Well, you know, that's
the economy.
Yeah. So. Mm. It'd be insane.
Yeah. That's one of the things that, you know, we were kind of hitting on earlier. Is there is a contest within side of Islam itself between the different doctrines of Islam. And the United States has a long history of supporting one side of that argument.
Yeah, I think
our president, the Muslim, was of the different flavor, which is why we were supporting Iran and non-traditional Muslims and that the United States is usually traditionally opposed to. He was playing for the other team. He was Muslim, but not the team that we're used to playing for.
That's right. Shia, Sahara, and what's
well,
the
got,
other one?
The
Kurds?
You've got Shia and Sunni are the big
That's
ones.
That's right.
And then you've got the crazies in the middle with Saudi Arabia, which are the Wahhabists.
Mm.
So there's a whole lot of dynamics there. And, you know, we have dealt with what is considered the moderate side of Islam, okay? Which is, as opposed to the Iranians and all of these others, our president, Barack Obama, who absolutely was a Muslim, batted for the other team.
Why did John Brennan convert to Muslim? That just baffles me.
I never even heard that.
Oh, I've read it in a lot of different places. It's been brought up. And boy, he is.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
He has been so opposed to President Trump.
There are three things that traditionally drive human motivation, and that's familial ties, blood ties, ideology, or money.
Mm-hmm. Power.
Yeah. Well, that's tied to the money or the ideology.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Power.
Or
they love
sex,
the power.
Which ties into that genetic component of it. Those are the traditional motivators of human nature. So if you find behavior that does not make sense in the normal course of human affairs, you start looking for the change in ideology, the change in financial circumstances, or the change in familial circumstances. And 99% of the time, you're going to find your answer. And most of the time, it's real simple. Follow the money.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jake, we got another caller. Hey, we thanks, do. Thanks for calling,
okay,
buddy.
Guys, yeah.
We appreciate it.
No problem.
You have a great day.
Everybody. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. And with that, we'll go to a break, and then we'll get to our other caller. So I'll hold the line, Ron. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her, I'm a bad boy, for breaking her.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And we're back. This is Sovereign Minds. And so I guess we'll get to our caller. Ron, how are you? What can we do for you?
Yes, good morning. The reason I called again is I'm the one to ask you if you could get hold of Mr. Jerome Corsi.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'd like to be able to talk to him or have you ask him the questions now that's going to be a... Anyhow, he seems to have a lot of answers of what is going on in the deep state and just different things.
Correct.
Now, my reason for that question was there was a ship that was called the USS Liberty, and it was there was the, I guess it was called the Six-Day War between Israel and the Muslim nations there, but there was a Six-Day War. Anyhow, the USS Liberty was a surveillance ship, and it was attacked by no other than the Jews. And they just about blew that Israel just about blew that ship out of the water. They used helicopters They used their jets. They had torpedo boats. And there was like 54 Americans that were killed that day. There was 171 that were wounded. And that was when Lyndon Baines Johnson was the president. And it was kind of swept under the rug, and nobody ever really found anything about it, out about it. The sailors aboard that ship were all transferred to different ships to, so they couldn't, you know, coordinate. I mean, so they couldn't talk amongst themselves of what happened that day. And they never got their day in court, so to speak. And anyhow, there's a, it's called Liberty Survivors, Our Story. And I would like to know if, what Jerome Corsi knows or can find out about that. And I want to know why Israel attacked that ship. There was talk about they wanted the United States to get involved on their side, and then Russia was going to get involved on the other side, but we didn't. So anyhow, this is my question. Why did Israel attack that ship? And the thing that really irritates me is they, with their torpedo boats, they machine gunned at the life rafts. And to me, that's something that that's something the Nazis would have done. Anyhow, this is why I'm asking that question. So if you're going to talk to Mr. Corsi, maybe you could ask him if he knows anything about that sort of a thing. So then it'll be a close. You'll talk to him, and then we'll just hear it later on.
Yeah, I will try to get that question to him if I can get this interview set up.
Okay.
You know, so. Again, because of his scheduling, usually, you know, in the past, we've had him on a Sunday. But because of everything he's involved in right now, he is not able to do Sunday. So I said I would see about arranging something just so we could talk to him. And if we needed to do pre-recorded, then that's the way it would be. But if I can, I will get him live on a Sunday, but no guarantees right now.
Okay, well, thank you for your show. It's very good.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.
I just got cut off.
No, I can still hear you.
Something strange happened.
Yeah, something, but you didn't get cut off. We can still hear you. So.
Boy, that's interesting. I'd never heard that before.
He's called him before with asking questions about that, and I hadn't heard of it before he called in. But when we get a chance to talk to Jerome Corsi, we will certainly see about that subject, if that's something that he would even know about. Or, you know, we'll ask him the question.
There's a quite a bit of documentation and testimony and a lot of stuff that went on about it. Eventually, Israel did acknowledge the mistake on their part and pay compensation to the families. I don't know if they, you know, beyond their motivations of what happened after that, but that was the conclusion of it, is that, you know, Israel basically acknowledged that they had made a mistake in identifying the vessel and then paid compensation to the families. Now, there's people that dispute that and say that the Israelis knew absolutely that it was an American ship and attacked it. So,
well, stay tuned. We may find out more information about it. And maybe Jerome can shed some light on it when we do talk to him.
Kind of reminds me of the Bay of Tonkin, where they had that phony attack by the North Vietnamese to escalate the war. Another LBJ program to get the economy moving.
Nick, are you trying to tell me that our United States government has a history of false flag operations to motivate public opinion in a certain direction?
Yeah, that was kind of what the hints I was dropping to you.
Wow. I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, I know. That's
what could that possibly mean for us?
Uh-huh.
Lori's called in. She wants to know about my sound bowl. Lori?
Good morning, Lori.
Sound bowl or food bowl, Super Bowl, I don't know. I'm confused. Anyways, thanks for taking my call. Mark, I hope he's feeling better. We miss him. And if I can chime in on this whole theme of our government and what's happening with censorship, the whole theme of having terror, fear, you know, potential invasion, we're being threatened, keeps the war machine going. And the way Dane had mentioned in his broadcast yesterday was that we have the veterans that are coming forward with, they're seeing what's going on right now in the headlines ever since, you know, the Trump election and all the rest, that they just probably can't handle it anymore. So this male veteran from the Gulf War, 1991, and this is through the American Gulf War Veterans Association,
is coming forward and saying quite honestly that a few of them went ahead of our troops, planted and detonated grenades and bombs to set off the oil wells so they'd all be on fire. Meanwhile, they're telling people it was a battle and that it was, you know, the enemy doing this. Well, in fact, this is what's being reported, is that this was done in order to have a contract already ready to have the big oil companies get the cleanup and more profiteering from the oil that they captured, basically, and won, secured. So it's just, if people want to listen to the show put out yesterday, it starts at the 41-minute marker. Again, it's a short program every week, Global Alert News. It's only 55 minutes long, and yes, we talk about the whole Kuwaiti oil debacle, really, and so I feel bad for the vets that were exposed to all that incinerating garbage and toxicity and whatnot, and there we go, just a more criminal deception, and I really encourage people to go take a fast listen. It's maybe about 5 or 6 minutes long. It's just looking at just how tangled U.S. forces and U.S. Navy SEALs and the Marine Force, Delta Force. I mean, this is just completely detailed. So it's just unbelievable. Yes, we need the truth, but it's starting to hurt how much it is.
I agree with you.
Oh, I thought there was something else glitching.
No.
Didn't have anything to add or take away from it.
No, yeah, I know. It's just like a sad report from the field. And then I'll send out maybe next week or something, but Pinterest is doing the same thing for people. I'm not on it, but they put out another thing to websites that cover, anything other than the narrative, they'll drop you. So this is a website I use and look at, GreenMed, and they said to this one thing, we removed your Pinterest account because it or you linked website violation of our misinformation policy. You know, naughty, naughty. This policy includes things like promoting false cures for terminal or chronic illnesses and anti-vaccination advice. So there they go. They only want the CDC or the World Health Organization to be their guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they can drop people. So we have this electronic digital. Instead of burning books in the old days, they can just drop you behind, you know, with one click of the button. You're done.
Oh, well, yeah, if we're not careful, they'll just shut it off.
So much more beautiful and insidious than that now. They don't have to destroy history. They just have to alter it, Photoshop it, lie about it, create new video, show you things that you've never seen before.
Yep. And who runs this? Let's just call it maybe Wall Street, Big Pharma. You don't think they're getting bruised and pummeled every time all these parents come forward and research that's legit comes forward? They can't have that.
Remember, power, money.
Yes, exactly, and control and surveillance.
If you get power and money, then they feel that the control will come.
Laurie, if you want a good one about Big Pharma to run down, take a look about, I think it was about a year ago, that the head of the leading Canadian pharmacology company, him and his wife were murdered in their home, hung above their pool.
Yeah.
Oh, did they commit suicide?
CDC whistleblower floating in some river 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly, yeah. They were
part of the Potomac swim team.
Really, you want to sing and talk? Go ahead. I don't know. I liked having Jake call in, and the whole thing with these crisis actors. You can go Google Indeed, Job Indeed, whatever that is, and $16 to $35 an hour, no experience required. They'll train early, what do they call it, entry-level positions, full-time, part-time, and, hey, how about some benefits? This is right there on the Internet to go be one of these hoax actors, crisis actors, and they repeat, they recycle, they show up at real incidences, real trauma, real harm, and then they'll put in the narrative like, oh, we can't have guns, or whatever they want so that they pretend they're like this upset bystander or an involved parent or teacher, and they get to get a soundbite out of it. So they still show up at something real, and then there's the complication that they're there during a drill. And that was what happened, I guess, with that Christmas thing over there in Europe, that Christmas market thing. Every mass shooting, I question, like, how much of it is an actual person actually killing, harming, and maiming, but then it gets this other staged, accentuated, exaggerated component, so it just gets to get this news feed even further for the agenda. And I dread the day Newsom is going to take office. We don't have a lot of time.
About a week and a half.
No, and I agree with what Mary called in earlier. I mean, really, let's just put the president and vice president on the same jet. Yeah, right. So Nancy Pelosi, who can barely speak, as the speaker of the oh, my God, I'm just...
Well, that'd probably chew in old Maxine to be vice president, wouldn't it? Mad Max.
Oh, my God. It's so much. And then we wonder why people are, the middle class is running out of California, and Oregon is beyond purple, Washington, Nevada, Arizona, Texas. The whole West Coast is just like this cancerous virus of upset. Working people who see what's happening with the border thing, and it's just like, this is just astonishing. Like, who is it that said they don't even care anymore about crashing through, and they're not intimidated by ICE or that they're going to be in trouble, whether it's a catch and release or not, or I'm waiting for the day when they have some sick person who now has some weird, unusual freak virus, and then suddenly we'll have the borders closed down because we can't contain it. This is worse than the romaine lettuce and the bad beef.
Oh, and with that, Lori, I'm sorry, but we do need to go to a break.
I was hoping you'd have a break, because I need one.
We all need that kind of a break, too, but we appreciate you
right,
for calling in.
Let us know if you're on the air next week.
All right. Thanks again for calling in.
All right. Take care, you guys. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
She said goodbye to her good time and man.
Goodbye!
Oh, now I've got to say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Made it through the winter time. Made it through the spring.
And we're back, and you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about all kinds of different stuff.
I'm just going to give up and go to work for the government.
Yeah, he's pulling up these job opportunities that you can get in California that...
Oh, this is just right here in Shasta County.
Oh, Shasta County.
If you're unemployed, we have Red's Employment Service here.
Tell us about some of your guarantees. We will actually pay you to be an employment and training worker, to train other people.
To seek employment. Mm-hmm.
You probably don't want that one, though. That's only $48,000 a year.
Oh, come on. Get to one of the good ones.
Yeah, one of the good ones. All right.
There's got to be one for
apparently
DMV.
Apparently, we're in need of building inspectors for $62,000 a year.
With no prior experience.
Yeah, no. You have to pass the oral exam. But if you cannot pass the oral exam, they will hire you on at a lower rate and pay you to be trained to pass the oral exam.
So I'm guaranteed a job.
And even though it looks that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Oh, we've got air pollution inspector for $67,000 a year.
Here in Chester.
But you have to be able to get certified by CARB. I'm not sure what you have to blow to do that.
I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you very much.
That's what CARB involves, is
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of good stuff here.
All in Shasta County.
Oh, Chief Public Defender Investigator, $93,000 a year.
Oh, plus benefits, that kicks it up to about $160,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
do they tell you who you get to investigate, or can you just go and investigate who you want?
I'm
just asking.
Don't say anything bad. You don't want them angry at you.
I'm just wondering, if you see something that you think that needs to be investigated, shouldn't you be able to investigate?
Hey, if you want to see a good investigative show, go see The Mule with Clint Eastwood. I saw it last night. It's great.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Red. Give us another job there.
Oh, I'm just looking around. Here's a good one for you. $49,000 for the boating safety officer, extra summer help.
Oh, my goodness. That's the one that rides around the Jersey's water
pool. This is all me. I get to ride around on the lake. I only got to work during the summer. $50,000 a year. Good to go. I'm on this one.
Oh.
You get unemployment.
Sorry, that one's taken.
You get unemployment in the winter.
That one's taken. Yeah, do I get unemployment in the wintertime?
Oh, no. It's just insane. Well, I don't know if you get unemployment or not. I mean, if you're on an annual salary, you get paid. You just don't have to show up to work.
Well, that's
true. If you're extra summer help, I guess. What does that come out to? $49,000 a year for 3 months of work? That ain't bad.
Boy, that's dang good.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
That almost sounded like a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to a kid that was working for Cal Fire, and he told me it's great. He says, you know, we work like heck for 6 months, and I go skiing for 6 months. I'm getting $400 a week. Mm-hmm. Unemployment pays well anymore.
Yeah, they get unemployment.
Yeah.
When they're not out on the fires, yeah.
Well, that's kind of what it is. You want a decent job and decent bennies, go to work for the government. Mm-hmm. Swap teams.
Well, one thing he did say about...
Wrong answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not picking that door.
Hmm. And the one that makes me happy and exciting, just so everybody knows nice and early, the California State Board of Water has voted to approve the Bay Delta project. You know, the one that wasn't supposed to happen now, where they're going to build the Bay Delta tunnels to dump billions and billions of gallons of water into the ocean for the four Delta smelt that live there, cutting off our farmers and our orchards and our ranchers from their own water rights. Yeah, they went ahead and voted on that, passed it, said they're going to do it. And they're attempting to receive voluntary compliance from local water boards.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Westwood about that.
Yes, they're saying that the finalization on the votes could take a little bit of time, as much as a month, to allow time for local water authorities to reach voluntary settlement agreements. So you have to reach an agreement voluntarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else, yeah.
Yeah.
That means more money.
And this is going to be to help restore fish populations that never existed.
There we go.
And and put more and more of our farmers and ranchers out of business to have yet more property deductions. Their property value fall in California, so more Chinese corporations can come and snatch up more of our prime farmland, they've been doing down in the South.
You know, you mentioned restoring the fish populations, and I came up with a good plan to restore the salmon stocks in the Sacramento River, and at the same time eliminate as much homelessness and transient as we have in Redding. It's very simple. All you have to do is put the Redding City Council in charge of the salmon stocks and the Fish and Game Department in charge of the homeless.
Boggling.
Mind-boggling. They'd be on the endangered species list in a year.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say to that one. It just, Reading City Council accomplish anything. That would be amazing.
Except well, it could be different now. We do have new people coming on the Reading City Council. It may change.
Color me jaded.
Just saying.
Cynical.
Well, they need to remember that they're elected to represent the people and not tell us how things are going to be.
There's one problem with that, Nick. You ain't one of those people.
That's right. That's right.
They are elected to represent the people. We ain't them. We are not in the club.
We didn't get that memo, huh?
No.
Ah,
no.
Dang. And you just, never know.
Well, it gets hard because it's on every level that you go. I mean, especially here, you go from the city to the county to the state to the federal level of all the different things that are going on. And, you know, even though we have our new city council members, and I really hope the best for them. I really hope that they're able to get some things turned around. But I hope that they're able to figure out some of the things that are going on first. I mean, you have a city employees, and this is not your run-of-the-mill city employees, but in management that are doing everything to hide, distract, and deflect what's really going on with the city from our elected officials that are supposed to represent us. You remember Francie Sullivan? Oh, you know, our accountant says there's nothing wrong with PERS. Oh, and guess what? The truth comes out, and they were hiding it. But there was the guy that told her that fired for either lying or being incompetent?
Where
did he get a pay raise?
I remember a guy named Mike Brown that worked down there at the electric plant, and he started telling about, you know, some graft going on, somebody getting trips to play golf from the
you
want to
read some real good information,
gas.
And it's going to take you time to
they
do some.
They fired him.
Yeah. There's some things that go on there. You want to really get into the city of Reading and went on here? Go back to when we purchased a coal plant,
yep.
Look at the rolling blackouts that went through California and energy credits and Enron and what was going on at City Hall and who was in charge of it at the time and who was doing what, selling energy credits illegally out of the city of Reading, and you'll find your whole little cesspool.
That's right. You know, I've got an uncle that is from Missouri, and he still gets the hometown paper. And many years ago, the fathers of the city invested in some kind of clean energy, not clean energy, but an energy source. And that has done so well that 1 or 2 months a year, and I've seen this ad, there'll be a little ad in the paper that says there will be no electric bill this month. They took and invested the money wisely. They didn't spend all the profits.
Must be nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
REU is, you know, basically the city of Reading's private piggy bank.
Hey, when they need a raise, they just send a deal out your bill. It says if you send this in, and it's a no vote. If you don't send it in, you count as a yes vote.
When's the last time you heard about the pilot lawsuit?
Oh, that's all said and done.
Oh, what happened?
It was ruled in city's favor.
Huh. But to be appealed, correct?
No, I think that was the appeal. I think that lawsuit's done and over.
Well, the city lost initially.
They lost, and they appealed the decision,
mm-hmm.
And I thought it would probably be their appeal would stand up because but Los Angeles and San Diego had hundreds of millions of dollars a bad mm-hmm. decision would have cost them.
Yeah, because they had ripped off just enough to get away with it.
Yeah.
Must be nice to be too big to fail.
Oh, boy.
How do you pull that off? I got to figure that one out next.
Well, with that, we're at the end of the show, guys. Thank you very much.
I'm getting too old to fail. One more failure and I'll be dead.
And we'll be back next week. And you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
Thanks for having me on. I enjoyed
myself.
Well,
thanks for being here, Nick. We appreciate it. And have a safe week. And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.